Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball four. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Tobin scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Shocker moves to second. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 0 in the game. Ellerb takes first base on ball 4. Shocker moves to third. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Blankenship moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards third. Ellerb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blankenship moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blankenship tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. McManus reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Jacobson moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacobson scores. McManus moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Homer Blankenship now pitching. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. Ellerbe moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Ellerbe scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk throws the ball into Johnson, who tags McManus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Jacobson scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Homer Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, With the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shocker is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Shock and he is safe. Tobin steals second. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McManus. Collins moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe can't make a play. That's a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ma still moves to second. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Long pinch hits for Ray Shock. Jimmy Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Long now catching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Severide hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Homer Blankenship. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Browns. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Collins moves to third. It's 10-3, Browns. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb juggles the ball. That's an error on Ellerb. Collins scores. Shealy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Browns. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Falk strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Mulligan reaches third base with a triple. Shealy scores. Ma still goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-6, Browns. Jimmy Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mack now pitching. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Shocker strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Tobin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Sisler moves to second. It's 11-6, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Severide hits a fly ball towards left. Falk catches it and throws to first to double up Jacobson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Falk reaches second base with a double. Shealy moves to third. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mulligan strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb juggles the ball. That's an error on Ellerb. Shealy scores. Falk moves to third. Long moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-7, Browns. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.